You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
I'm with a person whom I call the king, and that person is Jason Wirth. Jason, thank you so much for being with me. Jason, you've been in nine postseasons, and this never gets old, does it?
No, it really never does. You know, you play all year for this reason, and you know, when you get there and you kind of reach the top of the mountain, it's quite an accomplishment. So, you know, it never gets old, and as long as I've been playing, I feel like I've been playing on competitive teams and teams that have been there till the end. So I feel like I've been playing for a division almost every season.
Your first postseason was with the Dodgers. People forget that you played for the Dodgers, and you did quite well in that first postseason.
Yeah, and actually one of the greatest games I ever played in was the game that we won the division the second to last day of the season. People remember the Steve Finley walk-off grand slam. What they don't remember was my 12-pitch at-bat, base hit to right, to tie the game the batter before. But we were down three coming into the ninth, and it was a must-win game. If we didn't win that game, we were tied with the Giants on the last day of the season. Going into the last day of the season, they were pitching Jason Schmidt, and we didn't have a starter. Mm-hmm. So it was a must-win game. We were down three going into the ninth, and we ended up scoring seven. So it was quite a game.
You've had World Series experience, and my question to you, Jason, what are the chances of this team going far?
Well, I tell you, but you know, you got to give yourself a chance. You got to make it to the postseason. And once you make it to the postseason, all bets are off. Anything can happen after that. So, we have as good as a chance as anybody. Obviously, I love my team. I love my teammates, and I love our chances. We you know, we've been here before. This is our third time since I've been here. You know, the other years in between, we've been in the hunt. So we've been playing meaningful games through September, you know, almost every year of my contract here in Washington. So I feel like we're playoff tested, and we're hungry, and we're ready. So it's just a matter of going out there and getting it done. Again, you got to give yourself a chance. We've done that.
You've had your share of injuries. Not you. I'm talking about the team. I'm just wondering, are you concerned about that?
Well, I mean, I think. Obviously, losing Wilson is a big blow. He's had a big year. He's a big part of this team. You look at losing Strasburg. Obviously, is tough. But I think Murph's going to be fine for the playoffs. Bryce is playing tonight, so he's going to be fine. So, you know, every team, you know, has their challenges and things to overcome. We obviously have ours, and they're known quantities, and they're things that we're going to have to deal with. But anybody can be beat on any given day. So those things, you have to overcome a lot to win a World Series, that's just part of it.
Jason, the reason I call you the king is because you, the person that brought winning to D.C., to the Nationals. And I was wondering, why did you pick this team? Why did you believe in them from day one?
Well, that's a good question. I've always liked the challenge. You know, I've kind of always been the underdog. And I look at this situation as a very unique situation. You know, obviously, they were coming off a couple hundred lost seasons. And when I made my decision to come to Washington, it was maybe one of the most unpopular decisions in baseball at the time, from both sides, from the Nats' standpoint and from my standpoint. I mean, I think the word career suicide was thrown out there
correct
for what I did. And if you look at where we're at now, I think it would be the exact opposite. You know, we've had, I think, one of the best records in baseball since 2012.
That's correct.
You know, and I knew 2011 was going to be tough. It was a transitional year, and we were getting ready for, you know, really from 12 to 17. So I look at it as a success as far as that goes. But the one thing that really stood out to me was the talent. You know, this organization was poised to make a run with the type of talent and the commitment of the ownership, what they were willing to do. So, although unpopular and all that, I feel like it was the right choice. I couldn't have made a better choice looking back.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of 2017, that is the last year of your contract. What are your plans? Do you want to manage or do you want to keep playing?
Well, we'll see what happens when we get there. But at the moment, I feel like I got a lot left in me. I feel like I got a lot of good seasons left. So whether that be with Washington or somewhere else, I don't know. But you know, my goal right now is to win a World Series with Washington. I feel like I have this year and I have next year to do that. And we've given ourselves a chance to the playoffs this year. So I feel like there's no better time than the now to make that happen.
Jason, your batting average doesn't tell the whole story. I love the fact that you have a high on-base percentage, and you often getting on base via the walk. I mean, talk about the season you've had.
Yeah, it's been an interesting season for me. I mean, obviously, I started slow. For whatever reason, I can't put a finger on it. You know, all my off-season training and all that stuff was the same. I came into spring training in great shape. I just didn't get it going till later for whatever reason. But you know, I never had any doubts that I could still play. And, luckily, I had a manager who saw that in me, you know, and had the trust and the vision to know that, you know, that I was gonna be there for him as the season went on. So I just continued to be the player that I've always been. You know, you just, Charlie Manuel always say the words, know thyself. And you know, I just kept working every day and you know, kept my head down and trying to do what I know how to do, and that's get on base, whether it be a hit or a walk. You know, I want to be on base to help my team win, and you know, I think I've done a good job of that. You know, as the season went on, I did an even better job. So obviously the batting average is a lot lower than I would like, but you know, if you take out really the first month, I think my season has been good. So I still got a couple games here left before the end of the season, and then a whole month of October. And really, I've always said that, you know, you make your season in October.
Final question, Dusty Baker. You mentioned him earlier. How much has he made this team relax? There's no panic in him.
No, not at all. And that's you can't say enough about him. I mean, we've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other in a short period of time. You know, when you walk into spring training, that first day of spring training, you could tell just how relaxed the atmosphere was in the clubhouse, and that's held true throughout the whole season. And I think all that credit goes to Dusty. You know, he had a vision and what he wanted to do with this team, and he started that day one of spring training and has kept that going all the way here till the end of the season. And, you know, I know we'll get a pretty cool speech from him before the postseason starts. I'm looking forward to that. And you know, he's just a pillar. He comes in every day with the same attitude. And players, I've always said, players reflect their manager. And obviously, we've reflected him in that regard. We've been ready to play, but relaxed and having a good time and ready to win.
Jason Worth, thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.